Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy, Ray, Bob Negan, is here. Bob is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Mackinac Kite Company. He figured out how to sell kites 12 months out of the year. He's the founder of Whiz Bang Training, which grew out of all of that. He learned so much about retail, about face-to-face business that he's now become a major teacher of that in all over the world. He and his beautiful, smart, highly intelligent wife, Susan, and they're the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He's our good friend, Bob Negan. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So it's good to have you back. We always like having you on the show. What's happening out there in the face-to-face world?
Well, it's interesting because many of the macroeconomic indicators are looking good. The stock market's doing well. What I'm seeing is that in independent brick-and-mortar retail, it's sort of going one of two ways. Either people are doing great or they're suffering. And I believe that what's happening is that the good retailers are doing well. The mediocre retailers, the people who are just dialing in, the people who don't, you know, who don't have that soul are really struggling because there's so many options out there. You got to have a competitive advantage someplace.
Well, the thing about it is, it's just you just can't open up a storefront, unlock the door, put stuff on the shelf, unlock the door, and open up the cash register, turn the lights on, and put a smile on your face. That's not, unfortunately. That's not enough to be a retailer anymore, is it?
No. The Field of Dreams syndrome is no longer come. You know, when I started my business, my retail business in 1980, you know, it was before the internet. So I had a lot of time to make mistakes, right? But anymore with social media, with people going out and, you know, reviewing you online as soon as they leave the store, You really got to come out of the gate, and you have to be good. You have to do something special to distinguish yourself. And cutting prices and trying to match prices is not something special.
No.
You have to have a little soul.
Well, when you cut prices, that's like saying, I want to lose some weight. I think I cut one of my arms off.
Yeah.
You know, that'll do it. That'll do it, folks. But it'll also kill you. And the same thing with cutting. That's the second time you brought up the word soul. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, so Jim, I know you like good music because I listen to your radio.
Of course.
And so in the songs that you play are the songs that have that intangible.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and more I've been thinking about. So what makes a great brick-and-mortar store? And the more that I think about it, it's something intangible. And then it came to me this Labor Day, a friend of myself, and we were going out to dinner. And we walked into one restaurant. He's a restaurateur. And we went, the first thing he said is, this place has got no soul at all. So we walk down the street, and we walk into this little bar, you know, bar and grill, and he goes, okay, this place has soul, right? There's something, there's a feeling that, you know, it's taking the invisible culture, mm-hmm. you know, caring, all of those things that is something that make it special, that is almost indefinable, but people feel it as soon as they walk in the door. And that's what I mean by soul. You know, just like, you know, you hear a song and you go, that song, Fat Boone, you know, Little Richard played Tutti Frutti,
right,
and it had soul. Pat Boone played it, and it didn't have soul.
That's
right? He was just replicating it.
Pat Boone does not have soul. That's right. He's a good guy, but he does not have soul.
That's exactly right. But there's that something intangible. You listen to it, you go, wow, that song grabs me. In the same
you know, you're right about that. And that soul comes from the personalities of the people, doesn't it? And
that's exactly right.
I've got, I know a supply house, electrical supply house. That one time, one of the customers, I mean, the people are about half crazy, but they have fun and they love each other. And somebody, I heard somebody once say, they used to be one of my clients years ago. And I heard a customer say, you guys should charge admission to come in here.
He was
talking about the theater that they were putting on in an electric supply house.
I think he was
talking about soul, wasn't he?
That is exactly what he's talking about. It's something intangible that attracts you to that, you know, to that place. And, you know, that's why crazy, funky, you know, that's why all of that stuff is becoming so important. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing your next guest, and hearing what he's saying about entrepreneurship, because we're seeing a lot more of that. Young people
who are
craftsmen, who are curators.
Yeah,
you know,
but
the
thing is, though, Bob, you and I came up in a generation of face-to-face, talking to people. Hi, how you doing? I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? We didn't We didn't grow up texting people where we couldn't see their expressions when we sent them a note or whatever. And I'm not ragging on this on the younger generation, but they do have a deficit. There is a face-to-face problem with the younger generations that if they're going to be retailers. In fact, in my opinion, if they're going to be successful in business, they're going to have to learn learn the face-to-face thing that you and I came up with. It was just part of who we were, because you cannot have soul in your business if you can't look people in the eye and with great sincerity say, I'm so darn glad you came in. I don't know what to do.
You are absolutely correct. Well, you know, it was I learned the language from you. You know, this whole idea of we're analog creatures.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, like I know a lot of young retailers, people in their late 20s, and, you know, they get it. I mean, not all of them. A lot of people want to start a digital company.
Right.
But the ones who want to have a store, you know, A, they want to serve, they have a service ethic, and B, if they have soul, real quickly, that they better be on top of.
Bob, I got to take a quick break, and we're going to go to a break and talk about soul some more with Bob after the break. But before we go, here are two things. Here's what you hear in a company with soul. Thank you. Here's what you don't hear in a company with soul. No problem. 20 after, right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.